Recently, I've been running into a couple of patients who are letting me know that they didn't really realize what they were experiencing after they had a concussion, and they kind of couldn't put their finger on what was different or what was wrong in their world. So it kind of brought me to think, let's talk about it, because maybe some people are having signs and symptoms of concussion, but they're just unaware of what those are.
We tend to think that concussions are only sports related, but they're really not.
No, it's very simple actually to get a mild concussion, and one of the things that people don't necessarily realize is you can have signs and symptoms of concussion without even actually hitting your head. So, you know, it's snowboard season, it's ski season. This is the time when we're having small fender benders. So you can actually have a whiplash type event where your head kind of is catapulted forward and backward as if maybe you bumped into somebody on the road, or maybe you just fell real hard at the hill and you actually didn't hit your head. Just the act of the brain kind of jostling around within the skull, I mean, that's a closed space. You know, the cranium is a closed cavity. So if your brain sloshes around in there, even with a whiplash event, you can have mild concussion symptoms and not really even know it until maybe even sometimes a couple of days later.
Mike Plourde in the studio, and joining me is Jeanette Tuzna, who's a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And Jeanette, what does the brain experience during concussion events?
Well, typically what can happen, well, A, if you do actually, you know, strike your head, the brain can bounce literally off the inside surfaces of the skull. So let's say you fall back and hit your head, you slipped on the ice and you cracked your head on the sidewalk. The brain will slosh forward and hit the front of your skull, kind of right behind your forehead, and then it'll bounce back and hit the back of your skull again. So it can like jostle back and forth within the cranium, and that's a problem because, of course, you can bruise your brain. You can cause some bleeding within the brain. The other thing that can happen simply is a shearing event where, you know, if you were to take, say, a Jell-O mold and pour it outside of its mold onto a tray or a plate and then wiggle the plate, you can imagine that that Jell-O mold will shift and shimmy. And that's a little bit of what the brain can do. It will shear upon itself within the cranium, and that causes a type of injury that's a more mild swelling type, or, you know, the neurons in your brain can become sheared or snapped. And those are, of course, the kind of injuries that definitely will not show on any kind of scan. They create a functional deficit. They don't necessarily create a structural change. So it's something that can't be seen when you have an MRI or a CT scan, but it's definitely something that changes your function. So the brain actually then, in that situation, maybe it's not bleeding within itself, but there's been a shearing event and some damage to the structures, and then you get this chemical cascade of things that happen. You get a physiological change in the structure of the brain and its cellular structure. So in that respect, function changes, but you don't look any different. And you're not going to scan any different, and an x-ray is not going to show anything. Blood work would show that there's been a problem, but nothing else really shows. So it's kind of sneaky that way.
Mike Plourde in the studio, and joining me is Jeanette Tuzna, who is a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And we're talking about concussions. And Jeanette, how do you know if you are experiencing a concussion?
Good question. It's kind of sneaky, but, you know, pay attention to some of the, there are both physical signs and cognitive signs that you may have had a concussion. And they don't have to be glaring, you know, necessarily even like a really bad headache per se, but maybe you have a lot of head pressure, maybe you have eye strain. Other physical symptoms you might recognize are things like nausea or dizziness, especially if you're moving quick. So, you know, if you happen to be an athlete and you try to turn fast, say to pass the basketball or something, and you realize you're off balance or dizzy, and that's not your typical performance level, then that's a sign that maybe you're struggling a little bit. Maybe you're having just a general imbalance, say, especially in the dark, if you get up at night to use a restroom and you're like, whoa, you know, I feel like the floor is moving underneath you or something, that's a sign you've got an issue. Another physical symptom might be being very sensitive to light or to sound, where you feel like you're squinting or you need to turn the lights down. You can't really tolerate the lighting, say, if you're at TJ Maxx or Target or someplace like that. There's just too much for you. And then you can think about maybe some cognitive changes you're recognizing. Perhaps you're finding that you're having difficulty remembering things, or concentrating is an issue. You might be feeling like you're kind of confused about things and you can't quite put your finger on what's not right. Perhaps you're feeling more emotional, where maybe you're losing your temper with the kids quicker than you might, you know, regularly do so, or finding yourself wanting to, you know, be tearful more than usual, or maybe just in general can't, you just don't feel like your normal personality. Maybe you're happy or your bubbliness just isn't coming through. Maybe you're excessively irritable or feeling really sad. Even if you're feeling extra nervous, that might be signs that something's just not quite right. again, remember that even a subtle concussion is a change in the chemistry of the brain, and it's not functioning like it used to. So all of its parameters are going to be toned down.
So what does someone do?
If you've had a concussion, or if you're suspecting you've had a concussion, definitely go in and talk to your regular doctor. You know, if you have somebody that you know and has seen you for many years, they're going to understand you and they're going to recognize that you present differently in their clinic that day. At that point, then they can make recommendations for you, whether it's to see somebody in a specialized field, like say neuropsychology, or perhaps even refer you for physical therapy. And you know, say for you, if you came to my office and I was working with you there, one of the first things we do is look at all the different symptoms you're presenting with. And one of my best skill sets, and any physical therapist's skill sets, is to help you work with your balance and your visual deficits as relates to getting around in the environment. So physical therapy would be one thing you can do to help you get back to moving better and feeling like you can control your physical symptoms better.
Balance is so important, especially for people. You know, we tend to talk about people who are middle-aged or senior citizens, and I claim to be a senior citizen. I'm 63, and it's so important for us, but it's so important for pretty much everybody.
Yeah, essentially, you know, balance is actually a reflex that we use. There are three main systems that help you keep your balance, and they work in a reflexive level, and they have to. Gravity's fast. It's quick. So if you have to think, oh, wait, I'm falling, I better move and put my foot here, you lost, you're down, gravity won. So it has to be reflexive. And when you've had a concussion, that's too slow. The brain is not working fast enough to be reflexive to help save your balance. So even at just a slight change, gravity is just faster than you. You can't think through your balance. It has to be reflexive. And that's one of the things that physical therapy will help you get back to.
Talking to Jeanette Tuzna, who's a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And Jeanette, how can people find out more?
Well, definitely, if you have some questions about concussion, you can contact any of the Active Physical Therapy offices. You can also call and talk to your doctor. We have clinicians in each one of our offices that have worked with concussions. So wherever you're living in the area, Negaunee, Ishpeming, or here in Marquette, you can give a call to one of the offices and ask for somebody there who's worked with concussion and ask some questions.
Or go to the website, stayactivevp.com.
Yep, exactly.